Hey, it's Chris Jones, co-host of the Jones Zone podcast, and this episode is brought to you by the Jones Zone Real Estate Team. So if you're looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate, give us a call, 803-810-2230, or head over to our website, thejoneszones.com. That's the Jones Zones with an S, .com. All right, enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast, your real estate advocates, community connectors, www.thejoneszones.com. That's the Jones Zones with an S. Or 803-810-2230. If you're looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate, just reach out to us. Brian, what are you doing?
I'm playing with their Clorox Franzia, and I spilled some on the desk here. I was just fixing it.
So we have someone that's willing to let us come in.
Yes.
Talk to them about their awesome business.
Yes.
And then you come in here and basically destroy their stuff.
Yes. Basically,
just the kids do it too.
I just kind of like it's interesting to me. They're a bunch of beads.
How are we gonna make this right? What are you gonna do?
What do you mean? What am I gonna do?
What do you mean?
How am I supposed to make this better? Like I cleaned up.
Yeah. It's all coming back.
Let's leave. Let's leave.
All right. So today we are at Adventure Air Sports, and we are joined by Adderay DeLuca, the general manager, and Aaron Bird, the community outreach coordinator. Did I say that right?
She's my everything.
My everything.
Mm-hmm. She's her right hand.
I'm someone's everything.
All right, so if you haven't been to Adventure Air Sports, it is,
an air
sports park. Brand new in Rock Hill.
They got basketball goals. They got dodgeball.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Zip
lines. That's great.
So Adderay, Aaron, welcome to the Jones Zone. Good to have you.
Nice to meet you. We're shaking hands.
So that's just a quick brief intro, but if you guys don't mind... Share a little bit of your personal stories and how you got involved with such an awesome company, and then talk a little bit about what Adventure Air Sports is.
Me first. Adderay, hi. I have just always been involved with family fun or teen fun or kid fun. I started working at a roller skating rink when I was 11 years old.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Child labor laws? Do your family own it?
No. Close to my family.
Okay.
So my mom became friends with the owner when they opened up in our town. I started skating there from the first night they were open. I remember my dad having to pick me up and put me on his shoulders so I could see out on the floor. And I started speed skating there, and I won nationals in 1996.
What?
And yeah.
Dude.
Whoa. Okay.
So I became the guy John, who was the owner. He was our speed skating coach, and he was my coach and took me everywhere. My parents didn't have enough money to go and watch me. So when I won in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I had to work to pay off my skates and my trips, and John would take me everywhere without my parents. And back then it was before internet or podcasts or cell phones, and my parents just had to wait to see how I did, you know? And I ended up winning nationals that year, and I was a junior. No, it was between my sophomore and junior year of high school. But I always worked for them. I worked in started at birthday parties, serving birthday parties, and working in a coat room. And I don't know if anybody ever went to a skating rink where you had to drop off your shoes and your coats, and they gave you a little tag, and you pinned it on your clothes. And I was that person. And then I got old enough to work in the skates. So I gave out skates and fixed skates and learned about bearings and how to burn shoelaces when they started to fray and stuff like that. Then at 15 or 16, they moved me in the snack bar and the pro shop and just worked my way up. And then one time the owners were like, they have a daughter who's my best friend and my son's godmother now. And they were like, we're going to take her to Australia where she was born, and Fiji and Hawaii, and you're going to run the place for 2 months. And I'm like, okay. And then from there, I graduated college and went on to be a youth and teen director at a YMCA for 13 years. Worked my way up through there to the YMCA State Program Director of Pennsylvania, running programs and youth and teen programs, everything like that, all through the state. So that was all on the same page. That was really awesome. And then I was a gym teacher.
Hey, that was my major.
Gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, I taught at a private Catholic school, K through 12, but I only did K through 8. And I just, some people really don't like teenagers and they get a bad vibe.
That was why I didn't go into teaching. Yeah.
And I absolutely love them. I love that you can be sarcastic and they get it. You know, like, little kids don't get your sarcasm, but the teenagers do.
Well, the little kids, they would always give me hugs.
Their love annoyed you?
No, listen, I wasn't saying it was annoying. I liked it. They was like, hey, Mr. Jones, it's good to see you. And then
not a hugger, but...
And then the kids, like the high school kids, would just roll their eyes and not look up from their phones.
Yeah.
Well, I look at it where if I can teach them how to... Like, customer service has really dropped. You know that. I'm sure everyone has been to places where it's just not fun to go to and you just don't want to spend your money there. And I had great managers growing up and they made me happy and fun. And I just want to make these kids in an instant gratification generation where they're so used to hitting their phone and getting answers, they're not allowed to even touch their phone in their work shirt. So they have to communicate. They have to have eye contact. They have to smile. And I'm constantly on the radio going, smiling faces. And they just cheese and look for me because they don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah. Big brother.
Yeah, right. And
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you were working at the skating rink, did y'all do like couple skates only? And if you did, what was like the most popular song that like, or the song that thinking back? Because I remember my first couple skate only.
The skating rink we went to is not like this skating rink. These guys are churning out national champs.
Yeah.
We could barely past the first round of Limbo.
Yeah. But my first couple skate was with Tiffany Burgess. Yeah. No, it was Stephanie. It was the girl your age.
Yeah, because she must have been trying to get to me. And then
I think it was a pity. It was like a pity couple skate. But I remember they played End of the Road by Boys to Men. Did you guys ever play
that? That was very popular.
Yeah.
But I'm old, so that would have been in middle school.
Ours
was high school. All right, here we go.
Mine's older than that. It was the song from the Robin Hood soundtrack.
Everything I do, I do it for
you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
All the time.
Brian Adams.
Yeah. Yes. Did you try to go back to back with the national championship? I mean,
Well, I went to college for classical ballet. I have 2 bachelor of science degrees. So when I won, I said it was between my sophomore and junior year of high school. By my senior year of high school, I was already accepted into a college for dance. So I was out of there and I went to college for ballet. So I had to drop speed skating, but then I broke both of my feet there. Oof. And ended up rehabbing and coming back and getting back into shape with skating because the carbon fiber boots that are made for your feet are like casts. So the doctor was like, you know what, you can't run or dance, but I bet you can get back into skating. So I got back in, went to nationals, was bummed because I got a bronze medal. Yeah, I know, like,
did your parents disown you?
Sucks. No, they didn't disown me, but like I was pretty hard on myself. So then I just started coaching, and I've had a couple national champions, I've had a couple world team members, and I currently have a girl in Utah named Krista Rands who lived with me for a while, and she is training with the ice Olympic team to be on the ice. She was actually on TV when they just did the speed skating trials, and I think she was 14th at age 21, which is amazing because...
So how fast...
You were a roller skater, right? Or were you ice?
Yeah, I did roller. Okay. Yeah, but you transition into ice.
Okay.
Anybody who watches the Olympics, everything they do on the backstory of the Olympians, it's all roller. That's how you get into it because you train anywhere. You skate outside in a... I can go outside in the parking lot after hours and just skate and skate and skate and skate. Can't get ice time all the time. So you just take your frame off, your four-wheel frame off, and you pop an ice blade in there, screw it in, and then you just go on the ice.
How'd you feel about rollerblades when those hit the scene?
I hate when people call my skates rollerblades.
So
when they came out and everybody was just all about it was kind of cute. I mean, it was cute to watch people's ankles like literally buckle underneath them because they absolutely had no strength in them whatsoever. And then they were like, just give me the regular skates back. I'm like, yeah, no problem.
No problem. It's a liability issue.
Yeah.
Erin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I should have gone first. So I am originally from here and moved away for about 7 years, decided to come home.
You lived in Australia.
I lived in Australia.
Australia?
Yeah.
What, okay.
G'day, mate.
Oh, okay. I was a nanny in Australia.
You were a nanny in Australia.
After 2 years of college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I moved to Australia on a whim. I decided...
on a whim?
On a whim.
Let's just go to Australia. Yeah.
I knew that I wanted to travel, so I Googled cheap ways to travel, and nanny popped up, and I had experience. So within a week, I had a ticket booked. Four planes to get there, and then another 12 hours in a car to get to where I was going because I was in the outback. Jeez. So after that, I moved to California, then Alabama, and then back home. So background in business. I was a marketing manager and then a GM for a while, and then I worked for the chamber here, the York County Regional Chamber, and that's how I met Scott, the operation manager here. And he convinced me to come work for him. So I've never done this kind of work before, but being able to kind of tie in my marketing experience and things like that, but also get to hang out with teenagers is really awesome because I have hiring experience. So the hiring process was probably my favorite part. It was terrible, like stressful, but to actually see our hard work pay off. And then we hired 70 really cool people.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's been really rewarding, and I love them, love the kids.
So 70 people is how many you had to hire to start?
I think we hired more than that.
75.
How many did you interview?
200. And then 1,000 people applied.
So what goes on? All right, so first of all, take a quick second to talk about what exactly Adventure Air Sports is, what all you guys have here and provide, and then talk about like, what it was like to get it started. I mean, you guys were here from day one, right? Up until you opened. So yeah. So walk us through a little bit of that.
Well, Adventure Air Sports is just that. It's an air sports facility with a zip line and a rock wall and the largest Ninja Warrior course in the Carolinas. North and south.
I bet I could dominate it. I'm a physical specimen.
We actually have a competition coming up in September.
Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
It's a national qualifier.
Yeah, we are.
It's built to scale. So our Ninja Warrior course is not an obstacle course. It is no joke. She's not lying.
No, and it's gonna be. It's called Ninja Weekend. So we're gonna have people.
I think
that
I should backtrack
coming
a little bit. Here.
Well, we watch, got beers watch and burpees on 9/22. What weekend is it?
September 22nd.
Otherwise, we would do it.
I've been training.
The beer takes over.
Yeah. The beer and burpees.
Well, yeah, the Ninja Warrior course is just is amazing. And it was funny because someone on the phone the other day said, "And how big is your obstacle course?" And I cringed. I was like,
"We don't have an obstacle course.
Really, yeah, this isn't like your little kid's park." You can see by the decorations on the wall, the artwork, it's so much more mature. In what you see here and what you can do. There are no harnesses. You don't get harnessed in on the zip line. If you can't hold your own weight, you're going to fall before the end of it. I mean, it's all foam. You're not going to get injured, but that's kind of the fun. It's taking your security blanket out and away. When you're on that rock wall, there's no harness. You fall back into a foam pit, and it's pretty high. We have a really cool free fall area. It looks like a free dive or like a high dive area. But obviously you can't dive into foam because you'll die. But you don't cut that out.
Okay.
You'll die. But the free dive area, we like to tell kids to turn around backwards and do a trust fall into it. And it feels like you're literally falling forever.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's really awesome. I don't have the guts to do it yet. But
I've brought my kids here twice already. And
do
like,
they do that?
No.
Oh, really?
My daughter just kind of runs on the trampoline. She's like 4. I think she's intimidated to do all that stuff, but like
our
I've
staff
seen
probably
kids
yells
fly
at her for running
the zip line.
Around.
And like kids are falling, yeah, like you said, you got to support yourself, you'll fall right into
the
foam pit.
I was worried. I have a titanium plate in my neck, so I'm not allowed to lift over 5 pounds. I can lift over 5 pounds, but I'm not allowed. So, like, I said, "Oh, yeah, let me do the zip line," and I'm up there and I'm going, "Oh, I probably shouldn't hold all of this up there." And I did, and I was literally sore for the next day. Like, I felt those muscles, like, I shouldn't do it. It's not that I can't. I shouldn't do that, you know. But it was super fun.
Yeah.
It was. I did it twice. But anyways, the Super Tramps are really cool. The Super Tramps are circus trampolines, like circus trampolines. They're high-performance trampolines that people, when they know you have them, they will come to just jump on them. They're yellow, and they're engulfed with plexiglass and mats. And what kids do that know how to do them is they can land on their back and run up walls, and it looks like they're walking up the wall to the ledges and the different levels up there. And then they can flip off the wall, so you can jump on the trampoline, feet end up on the plexiglass, and you can flip around. And they're really, really awesome. And the little kids get in there and they just try to jump up to the ledge. You know, whatever tires them out, you know. We do have basketball, like you mentioned before. We have a free jump area with the, how do you say it, parkour?
Parkour.
Yeah.
He's like my twin.
I'm so old. But anyways, it has parkour boxes to jump, like,
that's freaking cool.
Areas, yeah. Really, really popular during our club adventure nights, which are Fridays and Saturday nights from 9 till midnight. Awesome experience. Parents can go out, leave their teenagers here. We have a live DJ in the middle of the floor spinning all the club music. It's all club music. We have a special that if you come jump for the whole 3 hours, it's only $30. Jeez. And that includes their socks. So it's nice. Drop the kids off, go out, come back from midnight. It gives you a nice 3 hours. Go have dinner, go have a drink, you know, do what you need to do, shop, come back for the kids, and then they had fun with their friends. So it's really awesome. The tumbling lanes here are amazing because they're super long, and you go into other trampoline parks and you're not allowed to do continuous flips and stuff. During Club Adventure, we actually give out free passes to come back to the person who can flip the most.
Look at that kid flipping.
Oh, yeah. You can see him on the cameras going down and back and flip and twist and this and that. And
What did you call that? The runway?
Tumble lanes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's where my daughter was running. That's what I meant.
Yeah, if the staff stops her, it's because little ones look at it as a runway. But what we worry about is someone coming in here who knows they can flip, not noticing a little one, yeah, starting a full-out tumble pass.
Because the employee was like, I'm sorry, but one person at a time, please.
Oh, there must have been someone flipping on the... Yeah.
She was really sweet about it. Yeah.
Oh, good. See? I love when I hear my staff is sweet. They better be. They better get down there and talk.
No, this place isn't just for kids, though. I mean, it's like, adults flipping and flying and doing all this
Every
stuff,
age.
Too.
Yeah. You play dodgeball? Don't we have dodgeball?
Oh, yes. We have dodgeball, battle beams, the rock wall, the monkey bars, the free jump area into the foam, the trapeze. I mean,
I'm out of here. I'll see you all.
I knew you came dressed like that for a reason.
I've seen 6-year-olds go out there and have a good time. And so it's kind of cool because we're different in the sense that we don't segregate the ages. So it doesn't matter
or
if you're
sizes.
Three. No,
pushing
it doesn't
kids
matter.
Are like, get out of here.
Like, no, some Anybody. Parks you go to. Have you ever been to other parks? I don't want to down other parks. But I took Erin to a park, and we took my little niece, I'll just say niece, and we took her up there, and she was not allowed to jump where we were. So they had letter codes, A, B, C, and D. Erin and I were Ds, Casey was a B, and she literally, in the free jump area, had to jump over there, and we had to jump over here. And I'm like, no, she's super duper shy. She won't even speak to people. I'm like, come over here. No one corrected us. I mean, we totally broke the rule. I didn't mean to do that, but obviously I didn't give the name of the place, so I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Yeah. But it was kind of sucky. Like, we kind of looked at each other like, why?
Well, you're there to spend time with your family. I mean, why are you going to split them up?
So here we hope that people come in and do the whole family thing. We have a really cool scoreboard in the middle of the place, which I don't know if people notice or not. You've been here twice. And you can tweet or Instagram your photo up on the scoreboard so your family can be on it. So we hope that, I mean, this is a generation where we can work from our phones. I can do everything I need to do from this phone. I know that. I can turn the lights on and off at my house from this phone. But we need to put it down for a little bit, and we need to play with our kids, and we need to interact with our kids. And it's so, so wonderful to see that. And I love working here because I work for a company that encourages mom and dad to do things with the children, and it's not babyfied here. This is on a greater scale. I don't want to upset anybody with little guys, but if you have a 4-year-old that comes and absolutely has a wonderful time, you know that it's okay to still appeal to an older generation but still be there for the younger kids too, and where you can interact and you can go watch daddy go across the monkey bars, you know, like, and,
well, I mean, watch daddy go
watch daddy go off the zip line. Did you go on the zip line or the monkey bars yet? No. Like, it's so great.
She's
like, how
so
hard
shy.
Is it to put a set of monkey bars over a foam pit? You know, like, and if you fall, you're not. And we have to think as older human beings, too. When we land, it's not as fun anymore. Like, if I don't make it across the monkey bars, I'm going to sprain an ankle, twist a knee, hurt a hip, hurt my back, twist my neck. You know, but like, oh, there's foam under there. Okay, I can go across the monkey bars, you know. and not get injured. I do have to roll out of the foam pits, but those foam pits are 4.5 to 5 feet deep.
They're hard to get out. Huh?
They are not easy. Mm-mm. They will consume you and all of your belongings.
So when you guys decided to open and they called you and you were hired for this position, mm-hmm. what were some of the things that you had to take on as the general manager of a place like this opening up for the first time?
Nothing much that I wasn't already used to, other than how the only thing that I had to really learn was how to check a trampoline for a loose spring or a loose bungee. The customer service aspect I have covered, the paperwork I've covered, incident reports are the same, like we talked about in the roller skating business. There's a liability when you walk in. Everyone has to fill out a waiver. We're in that world of, you know, negativity where everybody wants money for their injuries and stuff like that. I mean, the roller skating rink was different because it just had a, and the YMCA both had notices up that said, and you paying to get in, you're entering it under your own risk, you know? You can't do that anymore. So here you need to fill out a waiver. Because it is so big and entailed, you have to bring your driver's license here. So we check driver's license here. So that's a difference that a lot of trampoline parks per se, they don't require that, but we do here. There's just a little bit more liability and we want everybody to be safe and have a good time. But everybody has to understand that accidents happen. A lot of parents and grandparents have to know that they need a waiver to go up on the main floor. So 9 times out of 10, if you're filling out a waiver for a child, you have to fill it out for yourself too. Mm-hmm. So you don't even realize that. But say Grammy and Pep are coming with you and your child and they want to go up on the main floor. Well, then they kind of don't like when we say, hey, you got to fill out a waiver, you know, but anywhere within the fenced area, you have to have a waiver. Because at any time, your little running lanes, the tumbling lanes, what if somebody tumbles off of there and goes into your child or an adult or a senior citizen? I mean, so we have to make sure everybody has a waiver to, that goes up there. It's free of charge.
Yeah, just have it's to fill super it out. Easy. I did it online in like a minute.
Yeah, you can do it on your phone. I suggest that everybody buys everything online. They can buy their tickets online. They can do their waivers online. All they have to do is bring their license and show up and check in. That's it. Like, you don't even have to wait in a line. There's a separate line that you come into, and the kids, I mean, it's that's awesome. That easy. Yeah. Yeah, in today's world, it's that easy to get in. There's no reason to even fumble with money at the cash register. You just pay for it online.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get some socks, you're good to go.
Yeah, and you can even bring socks from other places. We do a free trade.
Oh, okay.
Even trade. So if you have Sky Zone socks or Big Air or Ultimate Air. What are the places?
So are these like, you have to bring, like, are these special socks? You could just wear socks.
Every company has their own socks that have different liability reasons. Some have to be extra grippy. Some have to be less grippy so that they can, that gives, so they can fall. So every company you go to, you can't get upset at the company because the company needs you to buy their socks. That's a safety issue. So
Aaron, why don't you give us a little bit of insight into what a community outreach manager does and then, like, what all you guys offer to people like that?
Sure. So we have a few different ways that we get involved in the community. One being fundraising. We're big on if somebody wants to do a fundraiser or a spirit night, bring the kids in. They get a portion of the profits, 10%. And so if it's for a school or for a PTA or things like that, we help the community out that way. So we're really big on giving back. Another thing that we're really excited about is this location has a corporate training room. It also doubles as a birthday party room. So on the weekends, we have birthday parties. During the week, we have corporate training. So we're going to soon have AV in there. And we have a space that will hold about probably 40 people comfortably in there. And then they can do some training. And then they can go out to our floor and do team building. So we're really excited about that.
Tell them the name.
What are some, and I want to know what some of the team building exercises are.
We're still working on programs right now.
Okay.
It's pretty funny though, because it's all about encouragement, I think, whenever you're in a group setting. So just to have somebody there saying, you can do this, like someone that's afraid of heights going off the zip line.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Trust fall,
for sure. Right. Mm-hmm. Dodgeball is so good for team building because you can get your aggression out of on people without like getting fired. So I'm all about it. So,
great. Do you want to play dodgeball with me?
My son he spent almost the entire time that we were here playing
some
dodgeball.
Of the boys.
It's so much fun. And then also the Ninja Warrior course. So, I think with a little bit of encouragement, you can do better than you think you can. So, I know I'm really bad at the Ninja Warrior course. My mom does it better than I do, and that's embarrassing because she's like 55. Sorry, Mom. And she can get through about half. I can get through about two. But if someone's cheering me on, I might be able to get three or four, and then I feel really good about myself. Right. So we're definitely...
I'll cheer you on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I need some encouragement. We're definitely working on some different programs, and that's something that I'm really excited about. But yeah, it's a great opportunity for people to come in, have that space, but then, you know, all work and no play is not a fun environment. So we're all about bringing them in, let them do a little training, but then also have some team morale.
And we named the room the incubator because it's where children grow for birthday parties. They get older. It's where
ideas come to grow
for corporate building, and it's where faith grows for all our youth groups.
Oh, really cool.
Yeah, we have a youth group coming in tonight. We're super excited to have them. About 30 kids, and they'll be in that room having pizza and then doing some Bible study, and then they're going to go out and jump together. So it's just a very family-friendly atmosphere. And
we're getting two more incubators.
Yes,
right
upstairs.
On.
Upstairs that will overlook the park.
That area is a cool little spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So
no,
we,
not on the mezzanine. You haven't seen these.
Oh, okay.
We have hidden incubators.
Oh, okay.
That are being worked on.
The NICU.
The NICU. I'm dead. But yeah, we have something for everybody. And it really is all ages. We have toddler time during the week for anybody 4 and under. And it goes all the way up, like I said, to 60 and 70. You know, there's no age limit. So
my pop-up can come here and he's 86.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
He's still shooting basketballs. I don't know if he would... enjoy it as much, but
that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go out there and I'm just gonna do like slam, like Vince Carter.
Make
Vince
sure you
Sanity.
Fill out a waiver.
And I'll fill it out. Do like behind the back, upside down.
So other I'm than interviewing a billion people, what were some of the other challenges you guys had when you were opening this place?
Oh, there were so many. I think it's looking back now, it's kind of we can laugh about it, but there were days where it was. We couldn't do this because the permit didn't come
right.
in, or this didn't come in on time. So there were so many moving parts to getting this place open.
The concrete dust. There was so
my gosh.
Much concrete dust.
Everywhere.
I actually Snapchatted my feet leaving here one day, stopped walking, and I had left. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny there. I had left footprints of, it looked like chalk dust, but it was concrete dust because of how much cutting and drilling they did that day. And it had settled, it's real heavy and it settles on you. And then I stomped my feet and just clouds of poof, of like concrete dust came out. And
it was awful.
We're still wiping the printer off over there. Like it still looks dusty and we've wiped it and wiped it and wiped it. And it's still like we went home and I was like, this is kind of gross, but I'm like, Erin, did you blow your nose last night or sneeze at all? And she goes, no, why? I said, mine was solid white. It was all concrete dust from breathing it in. And we worked with no electricity.
So we
no air conditioning. No air conditioning.
That's rough.
No bathrooms. And we're like, the guys didn't have as big as a problem because they had porta-johns out back. But our restrooms were just constantly not done. And it was really cute because we were having the kids come in to clean, like, because we had to wipe concrete dust for days. I mean, these kids, and they worked so hard, and you know, you're not supposed to have favorite staff or anything like that, but these kids were willing to come in here and willing to scrub on their hands and knees on the trampolines, and we'd reward them by letting them play dodgeball. There were a lot of girls, and I'd send them in groups up to Chick-fil-A and Bojangles and Popeyes to go to the bathroom, because we didn't have a place for them to even go to the bathroom. They came back the next day and worked again. I mean,
they were asking to come back.
They were asking to work here. These kids were so excited to work here. And I mean, their attitudes are great. And I think Erin and I did a great job at picking out, you know, we had a yes, a maybe, and a no folder. And you had to win us over in that interview. And you might have only had 2 or 3 minutes. And it goes back to you guys practicing. You guys, if any teenagers are listening to your teachers, you've got to get our attention in the first couple of minutes. And we interviewed together as a team. And Erin and I can talk. And we're super fun. So if you can't feed off of our fun and our energy, then you probably weren't going to work out here. Like you said, our staff had to approach your daughter or approach you and say, honey, you can't run a, you know,
yeah.
Be careful, there's someone about to flip, you know, and you said they were really nice. There's a reason why we hired those people, yeah. You know, so that you get that good customer service. We want you to come back. We want you to spend your money here, but we want you to be happy to spend your money here. There's places I go that I'm happy to spend my money.
Yeah.
What's that ice cream joint called? That Jolly Rolls. Where they pour the cream on it, mm-hmm. and like they make the ice cream and then they scoop it on the rolls. Like, I'm happy to spend my money there because they're fun. They're having fun. The kids are watching their ice cream. Yeah. Customer service is good. Like, I will spend my money there for ice cream.
You've mentioned Snapchat and Instagram. What are some things you guys are doing to spread the word of your awesome facility here? Marketing and stuff like that.
You want me to take that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have Facebook and Instagram. We have a general Twitter account. But
they can tag us and get on.
Which you guys did a great job building up the anticipation for the opening, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. So we have an awesome marketing coordinator. And
Steven, there's your shout out, Steven.
Steven Johnson, what's up? So our goal now is, because I say don't do 5 things mediocre, do 2 things well. So we focus on Facebook and Instagram. So our demographics that we're hitting, Instagram is going to be the younger generation. Facebook's going to be the moms.
Half the kids we interviewed didn't have Facebook.
Yeah.
It was their mothers.
Yeah. They're like, oh, that's for old people. And it hurt my soul a little bit.
It hurt my soul big time. Because I started with MySpace at the YMCA.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how I publicized teen events was MySpace.
Yep. Yeah. So we're all about getting other people to do the sharing and things like that. We have competitions. But even further than social media, I think really brand awareness. We've done a really good job about that, especially with our bands. They have Adventure on them, and people are like, what's that? We would go out in public with our shirts, and people said, when are y'all opening? Mm. Everywhere we went.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't even. I had
People wear our socks in Target, and they said, oh, that's that jump place. They must be open. You know, so.
In the bank. They get me at the bank doing deposits.
Mm-hmm. So it's all about brand awareness, but also being a part of the community. And that's a huge deal for us. We want to have a positive impact. And that's why, you know, we want to do these fundraisers. The best kind of marketing is obviously word of mouth. And that's in any business. And it's been that way from the beginning. So
since time immemorial.
Since there was writing on the walls in
stone.
You
have to give to get to. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can't say no to your family and friends that are in your area, you know.
So it's a little bit of everything. So we're, you know, doing as much social media as we can, but also recognizing that a good review on Google makes a world of difference, because that means that they had such a good time that they are taking time out of their busy day mm-hmm. to say how much fun they had.
Yeah.
And so we love getting reviews. We love getting reviews saying Taylor was the best party host, things like that.
When we saw Brody and Trey, two of our guys that work for us, that they didn't know each other before they started working here, and this mother took time to say how great they were with their children. They didn't even know they got the review. I had to tell them. And, like, they're actually more quiet employees. So to see that review for those two they're not the loud, boisterous kids that are here 24/7, even when they're not working. They come, they do their job, but to see that review was amazing, because we knew we hired them for a reason, and they got it right there with that review from that mom, and that made my day. It's still making my day.
Oh yeah,
I still have to print that out and hang it in the break room.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. You guys are definitely welcome, and it's good to have you in the neighborhood, and everything that I've heard has been awesome so far, so well done.
Thank you.
Let's take the last little bit to kind of wrap up and take us home. And
he's still sniffing the air.
I love this thing. Where'd you get it?
Walmart?
Is it like, I mean, what is it? Like, it's just beads, right?
He's going to spill them again.
I'm not going to spill them again.
Well, Adrienne, just take us home here. Last 30 seconds. How can people get in touch with you? Where are you?
What
are your hours? All that stuff.
The address is 2375 Cherry Road, Rock Hill. We are right behind, we are on Cherry Road, right behind the Popeyes. It's Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, Bojangles. We're soon next to be Wendy's. Oh yeah, Wendy's. They're building that, rebuilding that Wendy's. Pumped we're right up. Next door to Luigi and Sons Italian restaurant. Oh my gosh, excellent, excellent, excellent restaurant. What's the Chinese place? Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. They're even. We're ordering so much food from there. They are wonderful. They give us a 10% discount for any of our employees. Nice. How wonderful there. Is that?
That's nice.
Yeah, I think that's really great. That's they didn't have to do that. You know, we would order no matter what. But that was really nice of them. And so we're in that big shopping plaza. You can't miss us. It's a big red-looking triangle. At both entrances, it says Adventure Air Sports on the sides. The best way to get here is just to come. Just drive here. Come in. You won't have a bad time. If you do, come talk to one of the managers. We'll make it up to you. You won't have a bad time.
And what's the website they can go check it out?
It is www.adventureairsports.com. You can buy tickets there, fill out your waivers there. Just make sure you click Rock Hill.
Yeah.
Because there's a Kennesaw location. We had a couple people come in and we couldn't find their waivers and they had the confirmation. We saw they filled out their waiver. I scrolled up and I'm like, oh, well, you're not in Georgia. You're in South Carolina. So make sure you're on there. And like I said, you can buy that Club Adventure Pass for 3 hours. You can book birthday parties online and pay your deposit. And then Aaron will get in touch with you. It's awesome. We've had people pay off their birthday parties just online. You don't have to worry about any of that mumbo jumbo here. You can just do it from the comfort of your couch or your bed before you go to bed. Oh my God, I forgot to schedule Brant's birthday party. You know, and just hop online and do it. At least pick a date, you know.
And we take care of everything but the cake.
Yep. Awesome. You just bring the cake. And we are open 7 days a week. So that's awesome. On Sundays from 11 to 8. On Monday, like Monday through Saturday, are general open to the public, you know, 9 to 9. And then on that Friday and Saturday, we are open to midnight because at Club Adventure is 9 to midnight. So
I got a taste of that Club Adventures. It was pretty cool because when I was here on the grand opening, right. And they like cut the lights out and all that stuff.
Right. It's dark. It's dark. Your eyes have to adjust. I bought all those flashlights sitting over there for my staff. So they can check risk. Yeah, it's after, you know, because if you get a taste of it, it's cool because the lights come back on. But for 3 hours, those lights don't come on.
Yeah.
But those teenagers, they have a blast. And seriously, like, what do you do between the ages of 11, 12, 13, 14? You're not driving yet. Your parents have to drop you off somewhere. This is a great place to go with a live DJ.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Like, and it's safe. Oh, and what's also put parents at ease too. We have a beautiful contract with the local Rock Hill Police Department, and we have a police officer here all the time too, monitoring not only the parking lot but the whole area in here and walking around freely. So, and I did that because I'm a mom, and it's just nice to know that, you know, your kid's, you know, safe, and it's not an undercover; it's a full on duty police officer. So,
awesome. Well, Adore, Aaron, thanks for coming on the Jones Zone. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone Podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.